Missouri cattle farmers are finding that their herds contain fewer head due to finding more dead cattle in the field. One possible cause is increased nitrate levels within the hay. While nitrate is not a toxic substance in controlled amounts, in high quantities, it can be deadly. In this morning's KMZU newsmaker, Eric Bailey, the state beef nutritionist with the University of Missouri Extension, talks a little bit more in depth about the nitrate levels in hay, what is considered to be toxic, alternative feed options, and testing solutions that farmers can use to ensure that their cattle are eating safely.
The nitrate issues that we're seeing this year, Dan, are really a function of stress on the plant. And particularly if you think back to the last really couple of growing seasons now where we've seen drought pop up. And so nitrate is a nitrogen-containing compound. So when you couple stress such as drought with nitrogen fertilizer, it's not a big stretch to see some of these issues pop up. One point that I do want to make, though, is that our listeners or readers should understand that this is not all hay is bad, per se. Fescue is a cool season grass. Very uncommon to see any kind of nitrate issues in cool season grasses like fescue hay. Where our problem is coming from this year is that we've got a lot of folks feeding forage types, in particular warm season annual grasses that are known nitrate accumulators.
Why is nitrate considered a toxic substance to cattle with increased levels and concentrations?
So that's a great question. So nitrate in and of itself is actually not toxic, but when we get excessive amounts of nitrate that accumulate in the rumen, it's converted to another compound called nitrite. That nitrite, as it builds up in the rumen, it spills over into the bloodstream. And there, once there, the nitrite binds hemoglobin, which carries oxygen in our blood. When it binds hemoglobin, it makes a compound called methemoglobin that does not carry oxygen.
Are there some ways that cattle farmers can help reduce the nitrate levels within their hay that they currently have?
So I have kind of a cheeky answer to that question, actually. And for me, what's happened now since this story has gone viral, for lack of a better term, we're having people coming out of the woodwork that's blaming every cow malady that is occurring across the state of Missouri on nitrate. I would say the number one thing is don't automatically blame nitrate poisoning when you find a dead cow or calf. Have a veterinarian come out and perform a necropsy. Also, send samples of any forage that you might be suspicious of being high in nitrates. Send them to an analytical lab for testing to confirm that before you sort of roll into any of your other strategies for controlling nitrate. The problem is that once nitrate's in the hay, it's there. You're not going to alter the hay in a way that's going to reduce the nitrate content, which means that our number one strategy for dealing with high nitrate feedstuffs is to dilute them out in the diet to where they only make up a small component of a beef cow's diet.
What are some alternative feed options that farmers could give to their herds to replace that hay?
Understand that fescue hay is not the number one problem in fescue hay. This is a problem more in pearl millet, in drought corn silage, in, you know, let's say hay that was baled off of fields that have a lot of Johnson grass in them, or, you know, other warm season annual forages like that.
What should be done with hay that is suspected of being nitrate rich?
Number one is to have it tested and confirm it. It's a $10 test at the University of Missouri Soil and Plant Testing Lab. The second step is ideally you're going to feed this hay that's, you know, been confirmed nitrate rich in a total mix ration and then vary that inclusion level based on how toxic the forage is.
To learn more about hay nitrate toxicity and safer feeding practices, visit our website at kmzu.com. For KMZU News, I'm Dan Watson.